Parents say they are shocked that a Montessori program on Waban Thursday Island could be under threat. Tegai State College says it's weighing up funding options as it considers a stake in at $26.3 million offered by the state government to extend kindergarten hours. The school is the only one in Queensland that funds the prized Montessori scheme on an ongoing basis. Ned David from the Torres Strait Islanders Regional Education Council says elders and community members fought for the program in the 1990s, and saving the program will also require a whole-of-community approach.
There's got to be genuine unity in leadership in this region. There's no shortage of money around. No shortage of resourcing. But that's only part of the answer.
The Australian Financial Complaints Authority has called for a stronger industry response following a sharp increase in complaints by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. AFCA says the number of complaints lodged to the Australia's Financial Dispute Resolution Scheme by Indigenous people has surged 25% over the past financial year. Key issues include unauthorised transactions and delays in insurance claims, while 1 in 10 related to financial hardship doubled the rate of the general population. Deputy Chief Ombudsman Dr. June Smith says firms need to better understand and serve the unique challenges these communities face in accessing basic services, which includes having more Indigenous staff.
There really is a need for First Nations people to be able to engage with First Nations mob when they ring a financial firm, and particularly for those firms to be able to identify that they are talking to a First Nations person.
The United States has urged Israel to reconsider legislation that bans ANWR from operating within its borders or the Palestinian territories. Israel maintains the UN agency has become a terrorist organization after being overtaken by Hamas militants, who use it to siphon off aid for their fighters. But US envoy Linda Thomas-Greenfield says while some personnel were involved in the October 7 attacks, the agency has made important changes. She says Israel has an obligation to protect innocent civilians caught up in the conflict.
There is no alternative to UNRWA when it comes to delivering food and other life-saving aid in Gaza. Instead of speaking at one another, Israel and the UN must speak to one another to address the fears that led to the Knesset's legislation and to ensure that UNRWA can fulfill its critical mandate.
Education officials say they are working closely with staff, students and parents from a Melbourne school where a boy died and four others were seriously hurt when a car crashed into them on Tuesday afternoon. The four surviving children remain in a serious condition in hospital after the accident outside Auburn South Primary. The Department of Education says it is offering whatever support it can, while Education Minister Ben Carroll has indicated he is monitoring the situation closely. An investigation is underway by the Police Major Collision Unit, with Inspector Craig McAvoy saying his officers are also acutely aware of how painful the situation is for everyone.
It's a tragic circumstance. It's really tough for everybody involved, from the community, the school community, the locals, the first responders, AMBOs, police. It's really tough. These events are always hard where there's death and serious injury, but especially difficult when there's children involved.
Queensland's Premier has balked at an immediate ban on pill testing as schoolies looms in the Sunshine State. The Liberal National Party had promised during the election campaign to ditch a testing scheme due to have been rolled out at the popular end-of-year event on the Gold Coast. Mr. Crisafulli now says he is awaiting advice on the ban and has no plans to backtrack on his promise, with the schoolies event just weeks away. The president of the Australian Medical Association Queensland, Nick Yim, has told 4BC Radio the decision is disappointing.
As we all know, it's only just around the corner that our high school students, they are finishing the end of year and they're getting ready for their well-deserved break and celebrations. But AMA Queensland, we need to ensure that these children, they can celebrate safely. And we know that, unfortunately, during this period of their life, curiosity and sometimes drugs are involved. So, which is the reason why we are quite disappointed with the LNP to propose to cancel the pill testing.
Anthony Albanese is facing calls to refer himself to the anti-corruption watchdog as controversy continues to swirl around his Qantas flight upgrades. The Prime Minister has maintained he has done nothing wrong and that the members of the opposition have also received free upgrades in their travel plans, as per Qantas's practice for politicians. The federal opposition wants an investigation into the allegations, but Mr. Albanese says the coalition needs to examine itself first, questioning the free flights opposition leader Peter Dutton has accepted from mining billionaire Gina Rinehart. Mr. Dutton says he has nothing to hide.
I've been very transparent. I've declared all of that, which is why Mr. Albanese knows about it. And I wasn't the transport minister picking up the phone to Alan Joyce.
A government-funded initiative which transforms the lives of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people has marked 15 years of existence. The Indigenous Marathon Project is a six-month health, wellbeing and leadership journey which uses running to empower those involved. Every year, 12 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people aged between 18 and 30 are selected to train for the biggest marathon in the world in November, the New York City Marathon. 145 people have graduated through the program, which is described as a powerful demonstration of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander capacity. Squad member Elle Jarman says she's proud to be part of the program, which is inspiring the next generation.
It's pretty deadly. It's hard to notice the impact that we're having while we're going through this program, but even like friends that I haven't seen for years coming out of the woodworks and coming down to the running group that's a part of the Indigenous Marathon Foundation. So seeing those kinds of people that I didn't think were watching or know about the program and seeing them come down to it has been pretty cool. And then inspiring my younger family as well, like my son.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny 31. Adelaide, sunny 27. Melbourne, partly cloudy 21. Hobart, a shower or two, 18. Canberra, mostly sunny 27. Wollongong, sunny 24. Sydney, mostly sunny 25. Newcastle, mostly sunny and 26. Brisbane, a possible shower 27. Cairns, mostly sunny 32. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm 35. And that is NITV Radio News.